Free Talk Live. An hour remains. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll start things out by going right back to your calls. Let's bring back Ernie in Nebraska. Now, Ernie, you are putting forth this conspiracy theory that I find particularly intriguing.
All I'm saying is read the laws.
Well, I can't stand reading the laws.
No one could do that in three lifetimes.
And it's the laws are written in another language called legalese, which makes it very, very difficult to comprehend because you're always having to look up words in the law dictionary, and they can redefine different words that can mean anyway. Words can mean different things than they look like they mean in the laws. But I can say to you, Ernie, hold on, before you jump in, I want to say that I have taken the time to look into this particular theory, and it does seem to have some soundness legally as far as their system is concerned. This idea, what you're propagating, for those just tuning in, is this idea that the government is a corporation and that it effectively is, you are contracting with it when you do things like Social Security, which that makes sense because people are choosing to collect Social Security and things like that, or that you know when you're contracting with the government that essentially makes you their serf, and that you're a corporate citizen, and that it's all corporations, and you can look at all the capital letters and you can see all that. But the truth of the matter, from my observation and experience, is that they don't care about all that at the real life level. Like, they'll still throw your ass in a cage. You can tell them, well, I'm not that person on that identification or whatever. You can say, well, that's an all caps name, that's not me. You can try to use this particular conspiracy theory, as sound as it may seem on its face, and they'll laugh at you and they'll throw you in a cage. They don't care.
Well, that's because most people who try to do it have not filed the proper paperwork with the corporation.
See, their
incantation has not been done properly. You didn't add the
I know people who have
before
done it.
The wing of bat.
So what paperwork is it?
Well, there's a lot of it, but you first file an act of state, which is a affidavit of political status, and numerous other documents with it.
Isn't filing documents with them acknowledging their legitimacy?
No, what you're doing is you're putting it in the public record, which is a constitutional
thing. Who are you
filing
with?
Not a corporate thing. You file it with your local county registrar.
That's a government agency.
Well, but they're acting as a true constitutional government agency rather than a corporate entity.
Okay, so you file a bunch of stuff.
There's a difference between the public side and the private side. You file these documents on the private side in the public record. They're not actually filed. It's called filed.
You guys following this?
I'm concerned. Private term.
I'm concerned here because I'm of the opinion that a waif, an infant, a baby, can't be obligated to a contract. So I'm wondering how this birth certificate obligates me in any way. And as a matter of fact, I got my Social Security number at a very young age, as has my son.
These are
fraudulent contracts.
Sign a contract for you. Okay, and if you file suit against the government, against the Social Security Administration, that contract was not signed by you, but you made it a contract of adhesion by accepting the benefits once you turned of legal age.
What benefits? I haven't got a single benefit.
Well, see, but you have the benefit of being a federal United States corporate subject.
No, I don't have benefits. I never asked for any benefits from them.
I'm talking about the way they see it. Okay.
They don't see it this way. This is the nonsense here, is that what you're suggesting is that this huge overarching conspiracy is going on, and one of these people would have broken ranks and actually made it clear. But the conspiracy that you're suggesting, before you're done, before you start talking, the conspiracy you're suggesting isn't by any means cohesive. There's all kinds of people with different theories as to how one gets oneself out of this system. The way you're talking about is not the only path out of this woods. Lots of people talk about it.
They claim. They only have claims. They don't have evidence to
You don't have
it.
Video cameras and pictures on the internet.
Bullet.
Go ahead.
Not a silver bullet, but it, if you study the law, first look at the Act of Congress of 1871 creating the corporation called the United States.
There's no doubt there is a corporation called the United States. There is, there's like a good conspiracy theory has elements of truth to it. The elements of truth are there with this. You can go to, I know, you can go to Dun and Bradstreet. You can look up the corporations. You can see all of this. This is all true.
You're not talking to noobs here.
Right?
You're talking to people that understand what you're talking about completely, and you're talking to one who tried it and went to jail for 90 days. Or, well, yeah, that was a sentence.
Right.
So, I mean, you're not suggesting something
you've
never heard of before.
What have you done as far as this is concerned?
I'm in the process of filing my documents right now.
That's always
how many days are you into this?
But I know people who have done it who are helping guide me through the process.
How many days? How much are they charging you?
Nothing.
How many days are you into this process?
I've been working with this for about the last 3 months.
Three months ago, you filed a piece of paper with the government?
No, I haven't filed my stuff yet. I've got some of it. I've got it all prepared, all signed. All I got to do is go register it. For the first stage is with the county. Then there's another set of documents to register
with the state, and then the feds.
The federal.
You better go with the UN too, because they've got a claim on your body too. Ernie, I've got another question here. I want to float this conspiracy theory by you. The federal government, governments of all sorts, are gangs of men and women with guns that don't mind using them in order to get you to comply with what they want. What do you think about that conspiracy theory?
Well, that's a fact. And
you think your little pieces of paper are going to stop these madmen?
Well, they don't want – they'll go after the individuals, but when enough people realize what they are and what they're doing and they can't hide it anymore – your house of cards collapses.
Well, okay, I'll agree with that statement, but you don't need people to file a bunch of paperwork to make that statement true. Once enough people realize that they're dealing with a gang of criminals and they stop obeying the criminals and stop going along with the gang's demands...
Instead of giving them freaking filing fees...
Then you're right, something will happen, but in the meantime, you've just spent 3 months
of
your
life... Wrote them another check.
You just spent 3 months of your life putting together a bunch of paperwork that I don't really expect you're going to have any success with any of this. But I'd love to have you check in with us, Ernie. And,
please
and
call back and tell me how the federal government has taken the chain off your
neck. Look up Tim Turner. Talk to Tim Turner. Talk to people he's worked with.
What's his website?
I don't have a direct website.
Here's something I want to point out to you, Ernie. Now, look, let me point something out to you here. Right. Whenever we hear from people about this, they're always where you are. They're always saying something like, well, I'm in the process of filing a blah, 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 blah.
I'm getting started with this.
Yep, and I don't have a website, and the people that I'm talking to don't have a website, so there's no...
They have websites. I don't have it on the top of my head.
Yeah, I understand. And there are websites out there, you're right, that do propagate these ideas.
I do personally know people who have done this and who have gotten money back from the government for the
money
perpetrated.
You're after
you got
money?
Pictures of checks?
Not just what?
You have photocopies of checks?
I know people who do, yeah.
Please get those photocopies
back.
Of those checks and write that story and put it on a BBS at RBBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. I want to see real documentation instead of people calling in and making outlandish claims on the radio, because we have no shortage of people to make outlandish claims about how they can wrap the government around their finger and twist them to their will.
Ernie,
I'd love to see this bullcrap.
Like I said, it's not a silver bullet, but there are people who
It isn't a rubber bullet, okay?
Ernie, will you do us a favor and call us back here? Because as you can tell, we're pretty skeptical about this, having heard the same old claims for the longest time and no one ever calling back to say they've had any success with it. Will you be that guy? Will you be the one who'll call back and let us know?
When I get some success, yes, I will.
Thank you.
Good luck, Ernie. Thanks for the call.
I really mean it. I mean, absolutely. I can't believe that this crap is true, and somebody's got to show me.
it would be enough to just say that the government has left me alone, but to claim on top of that that you're able to get money out of them makes it even more unbelievable.
Well, but the government will leave you alone. I mean, there's people who haven't paid their income taxes for decades. So, not their income taxes, the income taxes the government claims they owe, and that's not terribly unusual, but I'd like to see you hear better stories.
Yeah, I want to see somebody back down a judge with this stuff. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com, by the way, brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com.
Well, they're printing more and more dollars. That means that gold and silver prices are going to go down, right? Probably not. They're probably not going to be printing fewer dollars in the near future, and gold and silver prices are probably not going to trend downwards. They're probably going to trend upwards, at least that's my belief, and if you believe the same thing, it might be a good time to go get some gold and silver. I've picked out the best rates that we can find from establishments on the Internet. You might be able to get something cheaper if you really comb through eBay and find just that right auction, but your time's worth something. So perhaps you want to go to gold.freetalklive.com, check out the rates there, and I've tried to get coins that are for the everyday folks. These are not collector coins. You do not have to be an expert to own these or anything like that. Therefore, they're gold and silver value. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Check it out. Gold.freetalklive.com. Also, there's a book, great book there called Dishonest Money that will teach you all about the Federal Reserve System so that you can, you know how the world is being cheated through the monetary system here in the United States.
Well, it's similar everywhere else. I mean, fiat currencies are all over the place.
Well, the U.S. dollar is the Federal Reserve now. It's the reserve currency of the world, though. So the Federal Reserve system screws the entire world. They have their own central banks, but
there have to be places that are not tied to the dollar.
They're not necessarily tied to the dollar, but international transactions for, say, oil, really any hard commodity,
right,
you're going to be settling up in dollar terms. That's how the IMF and the World Bank settle international
debt. To change that, though, like at certain oil deals in some countries are now done in euros?
Yeah, you might find some oil exchange in Kazakhstan or something that will take rubles. But by and large, international transactions are settled in dollars.
Yeah, there have been rumblings in the international community and things like that.
There's been talk, but at this point it's a lot of talk, and eventually they'll probably dump the dollar. But
right.
Currently,
the dollar's crap, but it's better crap than most of the than all the other fiat currencies out there, because they're all printed on nothing. If you try to back your currency with something,
that was my point. Right. That they're all fiat, meaning arbitrarily created from nothing.
But the United States dollar is, the Federal Reserve note is the world reserve currency, and that is true.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Brainwashed is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brainwashed.
Hey, what's up, Mark? Egon and Nick.
What's on your mind?
Egon.
I just play it. I just like it when that dude always calls me Egon. But anyway, so first up, the podcast. I noticed that the it did show like the 12/7 file name, but the date was actually November 7th. So if there's anybody who has a problem with that,
not right. That means I blew it. I'll fix it tonight.
Okay. Well, anywho, so first I had two quick comments and a question. First comment was crosses. People wear crosses around their neck, you know, to display their faith and all that, right? And a comedian had brought this to my attention. I thought it was funny because it's like, you know, if Jesus was to come back, you know, and see people wearing a cross, I mean, wouldn't that kind of tick him off a little bit? Be like, I died on that thing. What up? You know? I don't want to see that. I mean, you go to a funeral of a gunshot victim or whatever and wear a gun around your neck or something. I mean, anyways, that's the first comment. Second comment, I had this crazy epiphany of the future. And I don't know, maybe it's kind of perverted, but I thought about, like breast augmentation in the future.
Tell me about breast augmentation in the future.
Okay, so check it out. All right, so we in the future, we're talking about, like, I don't know, future, whatever. So, all right, and this could probably be, like, you know, phalloplasty, too. All right, it could work for both or whatever. Like, where you could have it where they could make them bigger and smaller all by the press of a button, right?
Yeah,
so, like,
okay.
You know, if a girl is, like, jogging or going to church, she doesn't want them that big, just, you know, press the button, and all of a sudden, you know, they go smaller or, you know, hit the button, and they can go bigger. And, hey, and as a bonus, you could put this button anywhere. You know, put it on, like, the nipple or something. You just press the nipple. Super titties, you know.
Have been thinking, haven't you?
You know, you put it on your scrot, you know, squeeze a little scrot. It's hammer time, baby. Or, you know, that was like...
Did you make that up all by yourself?
That was me, seriously. I just came up with that.
Yeah.
You know, this is the future. You never know what could happen. And you know, I was thinking like nanotechnology. You guys have discussed that.
Yeah, that's right. Nick was actually talking about nanotechnology during the break. I mean, how do you feel about this, Nick?
I guess you guys dream big. It seems like it'd be kind of it seems like it'd be kind of painful unless you could work that out somehow.
Hey, we're talking the future,
that's
science.
Right.
You never know. We'll see it when it happens.
Hey, Brainwashed, I want to thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You really can call about anything on Free Talk Live. We continue here with Neil in New Hampshire. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Yeah, I apologize in advance for my voice. I'm getting over the cold and
that's all right.
I keep losing my voice.
No problem. Go ahead.
I guess go from the politics of the world and down to some office politics. I wanted to ask Ian some advice because I respect your opinion and stuff. And
okay.
I work with a co-op. It's kind of a web, internet-based co-op, and most of us aren't getting any salaries yet because you know we're trying to get push the product through and everything. There are a few people that are getting things, but we've hired a company to help promote part of it, and you know they go like to conferences and stuff and do some mailings and. They do some of the stuff on the website. I do some of the stuff on the website.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, they were hired by, they're also co-op members too, I might add. So we're all, you know, kind of together. But,
so this is a technology co-op.
Well, I don't want to talk about the product exactly.
Yeah.
The formation of it is kind of unusual. And I don't want to give away the product because.
Fair enough. So what's the issue?
I'll be killed tomorrow. Anyway, so the company that they hired, it's primarily, you know, it's pretty small, a couple guys, and, you know, they have three or four other people working with them. And they've done, first of all, I want to say they've done a really good job up to now, and we've been very happy with them, and they're not making that much money. It's not like they're, you know, getting the killing. But we had an event last week, and one of the guys, the partner of the main guy of these guys, they just kind of went crazy and started, you know, we're talking an event that, you know, it was not official. The official thing had already ended. And we're all kind of together, you know, kind of having a little impromptu get together, a party or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's the problem is he starts bad mouthing, you know, like the CEO and stuff. And, of course, well, not the CEO, but everybody, you know, talk about upper management and how. And I'll clean it up for the radio, but the quote is, you know, they're a bunch of stupid effing morons.
Okay.
Yeah, he said that.
Saying this of the management of the company that hired him.
Right.
He's there with people who know this person.
Right. And also, there are prospects there. There are customers there.
Seems like a poor form on his part. Was he wasted at the time?
No, he was completely sober.
All right, I know there's something else here. I want to presume there's something else left here. Hang on, we'll get to the rest of your issue here in moments. 800-259-9231. Certainly doesn't sound very professional of him. We'll see what the rest of the story is, though. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com has the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With Carostove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carostove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at Carostove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with Carostove.com.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with With prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features, by the way, include the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. They're all totally free right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com.
Listeners of Free Talk Live have been snatching up the Tiger Light. I don't know if they're getting them for Christmas gifts for their significant others, or whether it's our many lady listeners are getting them, or whether some guy listeners are picking them up. But it's the Tiger Light. It's a flashlight with an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray, and its high level of utility comes from the fact that it is out in your hand rather than unlike other weapons. And there's no expectation from the bad guy that you would have a weapon because it's a flashlight, right? Flashlights aren't pepper spray cans. The Tiger Light, you can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's a Christmas special rate over there, so it's tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls. Neil is on the line in New Hampshire, and Neil, you're telling us that you had a situation, a business situation develop, where you were together with some of your business partners and some of the people that you had hired to do some work for you. One of them was going off the deep end and saying some very, very nasty things about the management of your company. Am I recapping that correctly?
Oh, yes. And
before you go on, I just wanted to ask one question to clarify. I know this isn't the point of your call, but you did mention that it was a co-op. How does one have management in a co-op?
Well, you always have leaders that have to take, that have to be the people who sign the papers and who make some of the decisions about
what direction
we're going.
Are they elected by the rest of the co-op?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I figured would be going on. Okay, very good. So what's the rest of your...
And, you know, we've all got a lot invested in time and effort, but not much money, if you know what I mean.
Got it.
What was troubling about it is even though it wasn't an official event of the company or anything, it was in the presence of current customers and prospects.
Where he was saying F, he was saying something about one of the managers being a mother effer or something like that?
No, stupid effing morons.
Stupid effing morons, fucking, okay.
Right, and so we really like the company. The problem is that I'm not sure that we can reconcile this kind of behavior in public. There's a group of us who are thinking about approaching the CEO and saying, hey, look, we want to keep the company, but we can't keep them both. So the advice I was going to ask you is do you think it's a good idea to make that approach or to make an ultimatum to the CEO or to because
hold on. When you're saying the CEO, are you referring to the company that you hired?
No, the co-op CEO.
The co-op, the boss of the co-op. So your question is,
right,
should you go to the co-op CEO and suggest that he or demand that he release these people from their agreement?
Right, or ask him again. You got to remember the people who have been hired are also members. It's like they're also buddies with the CEO. That's the problem. It gets really incestuous here, if you know what I mean.
So the people who – hold on. Okay, clarifying question here. So the people who you've hired are also members of the co-op, and it was at least one of them that was talking trash about the CEO of the co-op.
Well, no, about the management. Actually, they didn't talk about the CEO because they're actually buddies with the CEO.
Okay, so it's the lower management, the other managers, not the CEO. It's other managers that were being trash-talked.
Right, and you know, in a very vulgar fashion, and right in front of prospects, you know,
yeah.
It's really troubling. But the thing is they've done such a great job up to now, and it's really the one person, the main person in the company, the separate company, has done a great job and everything. But it's kind of hard to describe because it is, like I said, is somewhat incestuous, but.
So before you go on,
I think it was very unprofessional of the company to have that kind of behavior in public, right?
I've got a question. What was his reason for going off and complaining about the management and all that stuff?
He didn't agree with some of the decisions about how things were being done.
What did you think? What do you think as far as what he said
about what the person who went off said?
Yeah.
I'm thoroughly appalled, and I would fire him on the spot if I could.
No, I'm asking you. Do you think that he had legitimacy in his complaints?
I don't think that's relevant, quite frankly, because you don't talk like that in front of customers and prospects.
I think Neil, that you're correct. I mean, certainly it was behavior. If he had a complaint, he should have taken it in a more private manner. Doing it in front of customers is absolutely uncalled for.
And we're also, we're so close to, we're finally getting traction after quite a lot of effort, and then he starts this in front, we need all the customers we can get.
I've got a question, though. I'm still trying to dig into this a little bit further as far as this guy and his complaints. How long has he had these complaints? Do you have any ideas?
I honestly don't know, quite frankly. I'm sorry.
Has he expressed those complaints to the management up to this point?
I don't know. I'm not privy to that.
Did the complaints that he have affect perhaps the customers that he might have been complaining in front of, in some fashion? Does it affect the customers? Like, for instance, does the product poison people, and wouldn't it be the moral thing for him to say, oh, my God, these idiots are poisoning people?
Well, it's technology.
It's not a matter. Actually, it's the opposite. It's almost like we really need as much integrity as we can get. We don't need somebody saying that we don't have it,
you need integrity if you have integrity. I mean, like you don't get integrity because you need it. You get integrity because you have it.
Well, what does it take to get rid of this guy? Or how many people are we talking about here?
One person.
One guy. What does it take to get rid of him?
In a very small company.
Right.
I don't know.
But, right, right. This is a co-op, so presumably you should be able to vote him out. Why do you have to go to the CEO to ask his permission?
Well, because he's a buddy of the CEO, and he's basically saying we're going to keep him, period.
Well, how can he say that? Wait a minute. Didn't you elect him to the CEO? Isn't a co-op basically where everyone has the same amount of control?
Right. Well, we're having kind of the same problem as governments do. They just start, they get in power, and they just start doing what they want to do.
That's
what I'm saying. It's kind of like all politics are local. Every little, even if you have three people, and it turns into a political nightmare.
Who's having that problem?
The co-op.
The co-op in general.
Yeah. So it sounds to me, is this your first time ever in a co-op?
Oh, yeah, it's the first time I've ever involved in anything like this, yeah.
So basically your concern is that you will go to the CEO and say, hey, this guy's out of control, he's saying awful things in front of customers, we think that
And we're paying him.
Right, and we think that we should no longer pay this guy and get rid of him, or either that or, you know, have some sort of consequence or not bring around customers anymore.
I'd really like to know what this guy's complaint is, because I believe that, you know, if it's a valid complaint that and he's not being heard on his valid complaint, that perhaps the best venue for bringing something about might very well have been a public venue.
Do you result of vulgarity?
Well, I think that vulgarity is relatively commonly used. I don't think that it's...
Among adults, certainly.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, I don't recommend vulgarity in most cases, but I understand somebody who might be extraordinarily frustrated.
So you're sitting in front of customers and prospects, and you're telling the customers that the product that they've gotten, that the company that sold them the product, is run by a bunch of stupid effing morons. I'm sorry, I don't see any way that is a legitimate.
That'd be like me busting in. I agree I agree with you completely on this one, Neil. I think that except for operating your business as a co-op, I think that was a mistake.
Can you imagine, Mark, if you were doing a sales pitch to somebody
and I come in there and start, if you're back at Clear Channel where you are a salesman and I'm the board operator, and I just bust into the boardroom where you're doing a sales pitch and start trashing on the general manager and cursing up a storm?
If you don't think that, if you think that I can't deliver to that person what it is that I'm proposing to deliver to them, I think that you have a moral right to the moral obligation to say something.
No, I was talking about someone else. Anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I can't believe you're defending someone trash talking.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show the death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything even in these remaining moments. There is enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Tis the season to be shopping, and you can get it all done at amazon.freetalklive.com. Very good chance that you'll find everything that's on your list right there. You'll get great prices and free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. Plus, you can even order used if you want. amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, how about this? Would you like money to just be sent into your PayPal account? Well, it's not quite that easy, but it will happen. If you were born in an English-speaking country, you can go to english.freetalklive.com and discover how to fatten your PayPal account by using a microphone, the internet, and your English. You can be your own boss and make money online. Go to english.freetalklive.com. That's english.freetalklive.com. All right, so we continue here with your phone calls and go to Gene, the Christian realist on Gene in Tennessee. I think I prefer Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's got better shock value.
Yeah, it does. Like, if it was going to be Christian realist, I wouldn't really want to give you the title. I'd just call you Gene in Tennessee.
Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about Santa Claus.
Okay, sure.
Because everybody, and I think people like to pick on Santa Claus, the story on Santa Claus, because they somehow relate that to Christianity. And, of course, Santa Claus has nothing to do with Christianity, and it's nothing, you know, it's just the only thing that could even be related to it is it supposedly involves a guy named St. Nicholas. But other than that, it has nothing to do with Christianity, so...
Well, there is the idea that Santa is watching you to see if what you do is wrong or right, and that is kind of what the omnipotent, monolithic daddy god of the Christian religion does.
Well, I mean, they believe that about Zeus and Athena and all those people, too. So you can't really claim that that has really anything to do with Christianity, other than a lot of Christians tend to believe in Santa, you know, tend
we're
to
the mythical,
the Santa
wait, wait, wait. Thing. We're the, I don't claim to know a whole lot about theology, but were the mythological gods watching people to see whether they did wrong or right?
It's my understanding, but I don't know.
I mean, you watch people, certainly.
At any rate, it's not.
But was there punishment?
Christianity.
Was there, punishment for those who did wrong versus right in the mythological tradition?
Yeah, the gods.
Well, not wrong versus right, but sort of, what they wanted versus what they
did. Yeah, the Greek gods kind of just did what was in their own self-interest.
At any rate, that's not something that's exclusive to Christianity. So you really can't say that just because Santa Claus is supposed to be able to see what you're doing that it's somehow related to Christianity. It's really not. And the whole thing is just basically a fun thing for kids. So if people don't want to teach their kids about Santa Claus, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But
what about the lying aspect, Gene? Did you lie to your kids?
Then you've got to talk every time you talk about Goldilocks and the Three Bears. You're going to say, well, that ain't really a true story. That's just nobody sits down and reads their kids the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears and then goes into a great big long discussion afterwards about how this is just a story and don't take it. So these are fun things you do with kids. That's all they are. There's nothing more to it.
I think you're making a good point there, but at the same time, when you're reading the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, it's pretty apparent that you're just telling a story. You're not representing it as reality, but when you're doing the Santa Claus story, you're backing it up by you're trying to make it appear real by bringing presents in the middle of the night and essentially fulfilling the prophecy that you've created.
Well, it's no more than teaching kids other stories, and there are...
The difference would be if you told the Goldilocks story and then the next day you made porridge for your kids and then you took them out of the room and then had the porridge disappeared, then it would be on the same level because then you would be trying to make that story real. Whereas with Santa Claus, you are trying to make that story real by going and doing the gifts thing and having the half-eaten cookies or the half-drank glass of milk and that sort of thing.
It's all just fun for the kids. The grown-ups
It's lies, Gene.
Lies can be funny, and
they can be, but they're still lies.
Let's
acknowledge what you're doing. You're telling lies to your kids for the purposes
you're creating fantasy
of using them for your own little pleasures.
No, when my son was little, we told him that he was a monkey when we found him, and he believed that until he was like 3 years old. So it's just something fun you do with kids. It doesn't mean that you're going to they're going to grow up with some kind of a psychological problem.
You are lucky there is no commandment against lying, Gene. That's all I'm saying.
There is a commandment.
Well, no, I don't believe that.
Well, against
being false. If that were the case, then you couldn't do acting. You couldn't go up on stage and pretend you were Julius Caesar because that's a lie.
No, it's not a lie because it's acknowledged in the playbook that you are so-and-so playing Julius Caesar.
And at Christmas time, it's acknowledged that we're playing Santa Claus.
I don't think kids believe that they're playing with that.
The grown-ups are not fooled when you come in the room with a Santa Claus.
The grown-ups aren't fooled, but the kids are. You're putting on a ruse.
Because you're putting on a play.
An elaborate ruse. It's not a play. You're doing it for the intention to deceive.
The kids enjoy it.
It's just a play. It's fun.
Yes, it is a lot of fun. I will agree with you there, but that doesn't defeat the fact that it is deception.
And you are just looking for an excuse to be screwed.
Yeah, that's really Ian can't help it. He's not looking for an excuse. He is a Scrooge, and there's lots of games that you play with kids I got your nose. You don't really have their nose. You have your thumb stuck between your fingers.
That's an excellent example.
Right, it's one of many examples. And at that point, you don't make the effort to say, "See, it's not really your nose. I was just kidding, son." You just play the routine. I don't think anyone's ever really believed that they had their nose. But maybe a really young child does. I don't know. I was never young enough to really believe that. I always thought,
is that a lie or is that just a little trick?
No, if you get a 2-year-old and you take their nose, they really think you got their nose.
Yeah, the pull my finger game where you make it look like your finger came off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
A young child could believe that in theory.
Sure, sure.
That's
an illusion.
And these are just fun things.
It's a lie.
Fun with kids.
I am Santa Claus because I deliver gifts to
I like that
child.
One. That's fine. Then you're telling the truth then.
And then if I want to play part of this corporeal Santa body that's out there, I just don't.
See, I like that. That's a good way to mold that into the truth because then you're never saying
it's
that.
It's just a justification, dude.
Yeah, but you've molded what
I've
was
made
a
justification
into the truth
that you like.
Yes,
so
I
that
like
makes
that
it okay.
Well, that's what we're talking about here, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm surrounded by crazy people is all I know.
You're making a mountain out of a molehill is what I think.
Hey, I'm with Gene. Generally, I am, too.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate hearing from
you're
you.
You're welcome.
800-259-9231. All right, so here are the numbers we promised you earlier from Reuters, where they've run the digits on the Obama administration touting their stimulus program has saved or created 640,329 jobs since it was enacted back in February through the end of October. The number is updated and posted on the administration's recovery.gov website. That amounts to $246,436 per job based on the $157.8 billion that has been awarded so far. Total compensation earned by the average payroll employee during October on an annualized basis was $59,867. If the government had simply used the funds awarded so far to pay for a year's worth of labor, that would have paid for 2.6 million jobs. So they paid $246,000 for a $60,000 job. Am I reading that right?
That's a good value. Only the government could do that. Pay four times as much for a job. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you have to consider the fact that the way they're creating jobs here is fairly inefficient. They could just directly give people money and then let them stand around. But
or just not even write the checks, just allow people to, you know, we're getting rid of income tax for the year 2009. Well, my God, you don't think that would have spurred growth and all that other stuff? I mean, that would have been huge.
But they're not doing that. What they're doing is essentially paving. Well, they're paving roads, building bridges. So a lot of the money that goes into creating these jobs actually goes into buying material and equipment to actually get some of these projects done so that people have something to work with.
Well, if people had more money, they would have more money to work with and employ other people. And
that would have certainly
worked.
But we're talking about the government creating jobs, not the way they'd be created in the future.
Well, and also don't forget about the bureaucracy that is overarching everything.
Gotta have the bureaucracy.
In order to create one of these jobs, they have to pay a bunch of middle-class bureaucrats in the government to administrate the creation of these government-make-work jobs. So how much does that cost?
Before we go, what was the name of the caller right before Gene?
Nick?
I think Nick wants an apology from me. And Nick has it. I apologize.
Okay. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a super night.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.